Material supplied by VMS may be used for internal review, analysis, or research only. Any editing, reproduction, publication, rebroadcasting, public showing, internet, or public display is forbidden and may violate copyright law.
Now, it's time to kick off your sports weekend with a guy synonymous with local sports for the past couple of decades, Jim Mattson, and Saturday Kickoff on 96.5 ESPN, Peoria's sports station.
Welcome back to Saturday Kickoff. We mentioned as we're kicking off this weekend, this is a big football weekend because it's, well, it's probably the biggest weekend of the year, they say, for NFL fantasy drafts. Today and tomorrow are the biggest days for people to hold their fantasy drafts, so I'm going to get you a little fantasy advice. We are joined on the phone by Draft Dude himself, Lee Kalishew from DraftDude.com. And Lee, first of all, thanks for joining us and introduce the fans in Central Illinois to what DraftDude.com is all about.
Sure. Thanks a lot for having me on, Jim. DraftDude.com is a fantasy sports website. We give users accurate player ranking cheat sheets based on their specific league rules. It's extremely easy to use. It's a fully customizable website. We even let our users change player predictions if they disagree with our projections, and then they can recalculate the rankings. We also offer an optimizer where we specifically tell a user who we would pick for them during their draft. And in the end, users get expert output in only about 5 to 15 minutes. For $10, and it saves people, even experts, about, we think, 20, 40 hours of their time.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a one-time fee, and it's kind of a you'll help them win their league title all year.
Yes, that's correct. We also offer weekly projections as well.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about the NFL fantasy draft. We were talking earlier in our show about in years past, no one drafted Chicago Bears. I remember some of the drafts I had, we'd be in round 8, 9, 10, and nobody had drafted a single Bear. But this year, I assume Cutler, Forte, Greg Olsen, I assume some Chicago Bears are going to be pretty high on your fantasy draft board.
Yeah, that is correct. They have hardly ever been chosen. They had been running a very consistent offense. But now with Cutler and Forte, Forte will be drafted in the top round almost in every league. And then Cutler offers, them the potential to actually go out and score some points. So you'll definitely see guys like Greg Olsen and even Hester being drafted, in the top 10 rounds.
Yeah, and I've seen Forte as high as like the number 2 or 3 running back. Do you have him that high, or how high do you think Matt Forte? Obviously, I guess Adrian Peterson's number 1, but is Forte in the elite running back category?
Yes, he is. The exact ranking would depend on each user's specific rules.
Right.
On an ESPN standard format, we actually have him ranked 8th.
Overall or running back?
Overall.
Wow.
As well as the 8th ranked running back.
Okay.
The ESPN leagues are heavily favoring the running back.
Okay, well, let me ask you a little bit. We'll just give some people some draft tips today. Tell me who, let's start with overrated. I always say, again, we're talking to Draft Dude from DraftDude.com. This is Lee Kalishew, and I guess I should ask where you're from, Lee. Where am I talking to you right now?
Boston, Massachusetts.
All right, you're from Boston. So Lee from Boston, I always say when you go into a fantasy football draft, you can't always get who you want, but you can make sure you don't get who you don't want. If you don't want T.O. on your team, you don't have to draft him. So I always say, who don't you want? Who are the most overrated players? Who are guys you think their value is overrated going into the draft?
I think you just named them. We would stay away from guys like Terrell Owens. We believe he's being drafted, slightly too high, but there's also a lot of downside risk
due
to his personality and also, of course, the lack of a great quarterback. And he's still in a very tough division where the games are, relatively low scoring, and he's playing in Buffalo now where the weather is not as good as in Dallas.
Now, I'm in one of those rare leagues where you get extra points for reality show appearances.
Oh.
So yeah. Do it. No, I'm kidding. I mean, who else is overrated?
As much as we love him here in Boston, still, Adam Vinatieri is being drafted as the 4th picker. I see an ESPN live draft ranking. We don't think he's even close to that anymore. He hasn't attempted 30 field goals since joining the Colts. Real simple, the offense is too good. They take too much time off the clock, and they're too good in the red zone, so he doesn't have any chances for easy field goals.
Okay, and as far as any couple more guys you think are overrated before we go to the underrated?
The overrated guys are I would say, even less important. You should always target some underrated guys. Spend your time on that.
Well, who would the draft dude tell us when we go into the draft today, who should we be drafting who is underrated?
Guys like T.J. Houshmandzadeh, he is exactly what owners should be looking to get with their second wide receiver. He's a proven player. Very consistent. Very little downside. That's a key in all of drafting underrated players, is downside risk. We want to stay away from players with lots of downside risk. And there's also possible upside with this new team. He did great last year against non-top defenses, such as not going against Baltimore, Tennessee, or
Pittsburgh.
Right. In his 16-game total, which is very high, it would have been about 120 receptions, 1,200 yards, and 7 touchdowns. And Seattle is in a much better division for him.
And a couple other guys who maybe would fall in the underrated category?
Yeah. Another guy who changed teams that we think offers a lot of upside is Kellen Winslow. As a bottom-tier tight end, you could probably get him as the seventh tight end pick. He has the potential to be a top-tier tight end. And, you know, he has a new QB. Leftwich will be looking to throw to him, and his schedule is actually against great offensive opponents, so they'll be looking, they'll probably need to throw quite a bit.
And let me ask you, rookies, is there any rookie you think is a high value? I know rookies are always high risk.
They are very high risk, and we would tell any non-expert out there to stay away from all the rookies.
Yeah, you just never know.
Risky.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we again want to say draftdude.com. I'll ask you a simple question here. We're going to end with quarterbacks. We've been talking about the NFC North. You got three quarterbacks. You got Cutler, you got Favre, you got Rodgers. Who's the best in fantasy football?
Rodgers
with that high-powered offense.
Hands down. Aaron Rodgers is a very solid QB, and he's going to be picked very high across all leagues.
Well, I want to appreciate you for coming on the air. I want you to give me a sales pitch again. Why should my listeners, why should people in Central Illinois who want to win their fantasy football league, why should they go on draftdude.com?
If you're looking for an edge and you're looking for, you know, to fully customize your league, say if you're in a league with some strange rules, this is the site for you.
And it's $10. And, you know, I said, you know, I think most of us used to all pay $10-$20 to get the instant stats, and those live updates are almost all free now. So use that money you used to invest in instant updates. Use it for draftdude.com. You got yourself a coach. You got a general manager helping you out all year. I think it's a great idea, and good luck with draftdude.com. And we appreciate your insight today, Lee.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, thanks for joining us. That is the Draft Dude himself, Lee Kalashew from DraftDude.com. We certainly appreciate Lee jumping on the air and joining us today as we get you ready for your fantasy football draft. We do it all on this show. We get you ready for everything. So the fantasy football draft, hopefully Lee helps you with a few tips right there on fantasy football.